Harper Audio presents Confidence Men, Wall Street, Washington, and the Education of a President by Ron Suskind. Read by James Lurie. Part 1. The Two Capitals. Chapter 1. September 17, 2010. President Barack Obama dances lightly down the four marble steps to the Rose Garden and across the flagstones to a waiting lectern. He still glides, elegant and purposeful, in that tall man's short step, a ball player returning to the court after a timeout. Today, September 17, 2010, he has committed to putting some points on the board, in the sports parlance of Rahm Emanuel, his chief of staff. The president needs to show the country that he hasn't lost his game, the ineffable confidence, the surety of stance and delivery that propelled a man with little political experience to scale cosmic heights and to realize what felt, on election day, like democracy's version of the moon landing. Through recent history, America has considered itself something of a providential miracle, a country that kept finding reasons to believe in its manifest destiny. That faith, sorely tested over the past several decades, found itself restored with dizzying ebullience when Barack Obama and his beautiful family stepped onto the stage in Chicago's Grant Park as America's first family.